This is KUT. Austin's known as the live music capital of the world, but it's also becoming known as a place that's running out of room. KUT's Terrence Henry went to one neighborhood in town to see what happens when old-time residents are moved in order to make way for a new development. And he found that it's ruffling some feathers.
On a recent evening, I went up to the intramural fields on Guadalupe to see and hear the monk parakeets. But when I got there, all I could hear was the sound of a miniature rock concert. Ronald Randazzo recently moved to Austin from Queens, New York, to make some money busking. His favorite guitarist, Stevie Ray.
But I'm not good enough to play his stuff. He's a little bit too quick-fingered, you know?
Tonight, he's out here at the parking lot of the intramural fields playing a one-man show to an audience of hundreds, if not thousands, of birds. And some of the most noticeable birds here are the bright green monk parakeets. Randazzo's seen them in action.
The other day, I was watching a hawk try to, I guess, eat them. And he got barraged by like five of them at one time. Like they were like crashing into him or something. Like it looked like a violent act that the parakeets were doing against the hawk.
That's a common move by the parakeets, and part of what makes them such good survivors. There's about 200 of them here, and unlike Randazzo, they moved here a few decades ago, and they haven't left. They're quite colorful.
An iridescent green on their back, and they have a gray, usually a gray forehead, and it extends down to their neck and onto their belly.
This is Janet Reed. She's probably the most knowledgeable person around when it comes to these birds.
They're not a real flashy parrot like the macaws. They're not drab either, but they just make up it with it their personality. And that's one reason they're so popular as pets.
That's what drew her to the birds in the first place.
Long story short, I purchased a monk parakeet. So I started as a pet owner.
She was intrigued. So much so that she did a research project on the birds for her PhD. And now she works for the Travis Audubon Society. Reed met up with me to show me how this sports field became an unlikely bird sanctuary. The nests are high up in the light towers. Some towers have one nest, others have two. There are about 6 to 8 birds per nest.
It's like an apartment complex. They'll build on each other. So that could be 2 nests up there, and I would say so. And the way you tell is you try to find the entrance holes, which are usually on the bottom or on the side.
The monk parakeet isn't native to Texas or even North America.
They are from South America.
Mostly Argentina, but also Bolivia, Paraguay, and Uruguay. So how did they get here?
They were imported during the legal pet trade as pets. Popular because they were inexpensive. There were a lot of them. They were considered pests. And they still are in Argentina.
Argentina's wild fowl rapidly became America's domesticated treasure. But at some point, monk parakeets were either accidentally or intentionally released. Maybe on purpose. The parakeets aren't the easiest to live with.
Because they're noisy. They can get a little attitude and become nippy, and people get tired of them.
And they can live up to 20 years in captivity.
So people either let them go or they got loose accidentally.
And some of those that did survived.
Some years ago, I think back in the 90s or maybe even before, they chose these light poles as a good nesting substrate.
Unlike other birds that build a nest, breed, and then leave, the monk parakeets are here at the fields year-round, all the time. The wild ones can bite and would make terrible pets, but they do have a certain charm.
They have a lot of charisma. People like them. They will come and feed at people's bird feeders. They're a little bird with a big attitude.
They aren't a protected bird because they're not native. And soon it's likely they're going to have to move. The university is going to refurbish the fields. And part of that involves new light poles where the current ones that house the parakeets stand. The plan calls for moving the parakeets to a bird sanctuary. The UT Board of Regents will consider that plan in August. But moving the parakeets may turn out to be much more difficult than they imagined.
These birds are very clever. They're very smart. They're very wary.
Reed only managed to catch a few dozen when she did her research. At first, she used feeder traps, but the parakeets quickly caught on. Using big nets, that didn't work out great either.
I think what's really going to happen is that the nest will come be removed and the poles be taken down and the birds will move.
Reed thinks the stubborn, independent parakeets will probably just move to trees and poles nearby on their own. And the parakeets don't only nest at the intramural fields. Reed has located nests in South Austin and out near the airport and up at Palmer Lane.
They are very successful at what they do, and that is building nests, and they will find a place to build their nest.
For the monk parakeets of the intramural fields, the music likely won't stop anytime soon, regardless of what happens to their nests. Terrence Henry, KUT News.